This is NITV Radio News. I'm Bethan Smolenik. In this bulletin, fires continue to ravage Australia's southeast. Calls for Western Australia's fine system to be overturned to protect Indigenous women. And in tennis, Australia's Ashley Barty is knocked out of the Brisbane International. Firefighters in New South Wales are preparing for a difficult day with severe fire conditions forecast. Over 130 fires are currently burning in New South Wales, around half of which are uncontained. There are 10 total fire bans in place across parts of the state today, with strong winds and high temperatures predicted. New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons warns the biggest threat will be in the state's southeast, and people in what authorities have labelled red zones should evacuate.
And we've also got quite a significant concern for fire activity as we head across the ranges and out to the coast. We've produced a number of prediction maps again today, identifying the red zones where we can see potential for fire spread under those forecast conditions, but also some hash zones where there could also be ember attack and embers starting new fires.
Victoria remains in a state of emergency as parts of the state prepare for another day of extreme fire conditions today. Parts of the state are expected to swelter before a cool change this evening, a change which has authorities concerned, with it expected to bring strong winds and potential dry lightning. Premier Daniel Andrews yesterday announced the state of emergency would remain in place, a decision he says is about saving lives.
It's always difficult to predict how challenging the next couple of days will be, but with so much fire in the landscape, with such a massive fire edge, with hot weather and significant winds, there's every reason to think we are going to have more fire today and, of course, tomorrow and potentially right into the weekend.
Meanwhile, in South Australia, Country Fire Service crews continue to battle out-of-control blazes burning on Kangaroo Island. The areas of concern include the central districts around Pandana and the island's largest town of Kinscote. Emergency warnings remain in place, but it is hoped cooler weather will allow crews to establish containment lines. Incident controller Ian Tanner says fire crews must keep going despite the exhaustion members are feeling.
There's a bit of drizzle out there at the moment. Temperatures are down, humidities are up. That doesn't mean that if you've got, it will still move slowly through the bush, through those forested areas, but our fire crew should be able to get in and deal with that, unlike yesterday.
It comes as Kangaroo Island Mayor appeals for people not to abandon the tourist destination because of bushfires. Kangaroo Island is usually a magnet for tourists during the summer, and Mayor Mark Pengilly wants the public to know it is still open for business.
If we don't have visitors come and stop cancelling and increase the visitation even for a weekend, our economy here will take a terminal collapse, I think, and that's the last thing we need. You know, the honey places are operating, the breweries operating, the wineries are operating. I just urge people not to abandon us. If we get abandoned, we're in real trouble.
The ongoing bushfire crisis has ignited calls for fire authorities to learn and use Indigenous fire practices. Oliver Costello from Firesticks Alliance Indigenous Corporation is a leader in the field. He told ABC traditional fire practitioners have already been working alongside some state fire agencies to conduct burns, but only on a small scale. Mr. Costello hosts cultural burning workshops across Australia and says in the aftermath of the fire crisis, interest from farmers, landowners and communities has increased significantly. An increase in interest, Mr. Costello hopes, may lead to cultural burning being integrated into fire management schemes across the country. Authorities fear violence in the remote Queensland community of Arakoon will flare up again today, with the funeral of a 37-year-old man stabbed on New Year's Day taking place. More than 250 residents have fled Arakoon since a riot erupted on the 1st of January, with the Queensland government being urged to send mediators into the Indigenous community. The nearby Cape York township of Cowan is struggling to cope with the influx of people, with around 130 people from Arakoon having taken refuge. Meanwhile, around 100 others have spent the past week sheltering in a bush camp run by military veterans. Western Australians still run the risk of being incarcerated, despite the introduction of the Fine Default Reforms Package. Noongar mother of four, 32-year-old Jessica Slater, went to Perth Police for help in solving her mother's sudden death, but instead found herself in prison. Police imprisoned Ms Slater because of existing unpaid fines. Fines she knew nothing about, having left Perth in 2012 and relocated to Queensland. Ms Slater says the system is failing Indigenous people and is unfair and unjust.
I'm trying to do all the right things and then I get locked away. So I felt pretty hurt, you know, and let down by the system. It caused a lot of trauma for me. It just made me feel really dirty and stuff and just brought me back to old memories when I was younger.
The issues of cutting off fines in WA was brought to the agenda in January 2019 after human rights advocate Debbie Kilroy launched her Free Her campaign. A campaign which has raised over $500,000 and helped 143 Aboriginal women pay off their fines. A handful of remote Queensland and Northern Territory communities are partnering with the University of Queensland to identify food insecurity solutions. Currently, one in every three Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people living in remote communities struggle to afford nutritious food. A statistic it is hoped the $2 million community-led study will change, with the results to be used to make a more informed health policy. Claire Brown, a Puna Pima's nutritional advisor, is a part of the project and says those involved are also hopeful it will lead to healthier food choices being more readily available in remote Indigenous communities. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has again denied his government was complacent about the connection between climate change and the bushfire crisis. Dismissing the accusations, Mr Morrison says once the emergency passes, he is considering having a federal Royal Commission inquiry into the role climate change played in the fires. It comes a day after the Weather Bureau's annual climate statement revealed 2019 was Australia's hottest, driest year on record. The national average rainfall total was at its lowest level since consistent national records began in 1990. Head of Climate Monitoring, Dr. Carl Braganza, says the conditions are likely to stay warm for some time.
So it still can rain in Australia if we get the right climate drivers, but unfortunately of late we've had climate drivers push us towards dry and warm rather than towards the cooler and wetter.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reports there is intelligence information indicating an Iranian missile shot down the Ukrainian passenger plane outside of Tehran. The jet took off in the early hours of Wednesday morning from Tehran's international airport before crashing just minutes later, killing all 176 people on board, 63 of which were Canadians. Both Canadian and Ukrainian governments are calling for a thorough investigation into the fatal incident, and while Mr Trudeau says a missile shot down the plane, he believes it could have been an accident.
We have intelligence from multiple sources, including our allies and our own intelligence. The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. This may well have been unintentional. This new information reinforces the need for a thorough investigation into this matter.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has supported Mr Trudeau's announcement and says Australia's intelligence information also indicates the plane was hit by a missile. British Parliament has passed the Brexit bill legislating the country's departure from the European Union at the end of the month. House of Commons politicians voted 330 to 231 in favour of the EU withdrawal agreement bill, which will become law once approved by Parliament's upper chamber, the House of Lords. The bill passing was a victory for Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who had vowed in his election campaign to take Britain out of the EU by January 31. The United Nations is calling for countries to unite and reconnect amid escalating tensions between the United States and Iran. The threat of conflict has increased since the US assassinated Iranian General Qassem Soleimani, and consequently Iran retaliated by launching a missile attack on a US airbase in Iraq. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres used his UN Security Council address to stress the need for the global community to work together and to restore peace.
Strengthening our commitment to that resilient, adaptable and visionary document, and thus to the very notion of international cooperation itself, remains the most effective way to collectively face the global challenges.
Turning to sport, in tennis, Australia's Ashley Barty has gotten the year off to a shaky start, losing to the United States' Jennifer Brady at the Brisbane International. Brady proved too good for the world number one, taking the match in straight set 6-4, 7-6. It is the first time the US player has defeated Barty with a 24-year-old's baseline game too strong for the Australian. Bhatti will be looking to reduce the number of unforced errors heading into the Australian Open later this month. And now we'll look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth, 34. Morning smoke with rain expected this afternoon for Adelaide, 21. Melbourne, hazy with a cool change and rain likely, 34. Afternoon showers in Hobart, 29. Hot for Canberra, 40. Possible smoke haze and becoming windy in Wollongong, 28. Mostly sunny with possible smoke haze for Sydney, 30. Much the same in Newcastle, 33. Albury-Wodonga, very hot and smoky, 42. Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 31. A possible shower for Townsville, 33. Cairns, a few showers and 32. Partly cloudy for Alice Springs, 41. Darwin, rain and 31. And in the Torres Strait Islands, hot and a chance of rain, 30. That was NITV Radio News.